Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics. This is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. I am the co-host of Jennifer DeVoe Muses radio show and podcast and everything. I am the husband, JJ Muse, and y'all see she's here, but I'm kind of doing a board today to learn to get some experience on the board and everything. And I don't know why you over there laughing and shit, because you know I'm new to this shit, so.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, anyway, the hostess with the mostest is here. Let's give it up for our host today, Jennifer DeVoe, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Yay! What's up?
That was awesome.
Awesome sauce.
That was great.
What's up? Hey, what's happening, y'all?
Hey. You're fucking crazy.
Peace and hair grease.
Yes, peace, love, and hair grease. we're on. We're having a good time right now. Anyway, this is Jennifer, your hostess, the Moses, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny. This is the husband.
We got a caller.
The muse. Already?
Already. Want me to answer?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, shit. Where'd it go?
Well, I guess they didn't want to stay on there. Anyway, you want to call? Well, we got a caller calling in here in a little bit.
Maybe they were early. Maybe. It was a 410.
Maybe. You never know.
We said 310.
Well, yes, 310. 310, the caller will be calling in, yes. you're so awesome.
I'm just...
Anyway, we are owners of Get Real Global Entertainment. This is Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon, Alexa. And we will very shortly be on Spotify. Waiting to get the final word
right
about being on them on being on there.
On Spotify.
So, yeah. They had so many podcast submissions apparently that it bogged down their servers.
Ew.
And they're trying to get it all like worked out and looked at and whatnot. So I'm hoping, you know, since we're on iHeartRadio, that Spotify will fucking fall in line.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Anyway, get to that
point. Yeah, right. And so this is being produced by Get Real Global Entertainment.
Yeah.
LLC.
Yeah.
We're now on yellowpages.com, bitches.
Ooh, Yellow Pages. Y'all remember them, huh? Do the walking?
We are on yellowpages.com. You can find us now everywhere. We're fucking everywhere. I got us I put a LinkedIn page up there, put in our Facebook pages and Twitter pages and shit, but we did not motherfucking have it. They don't do anything with Instagram. I think it's only because it's pictures only.
Oh, Instagram.
It's not like links and things like that. Well, you can put a link in there, but it's not, it's all based on just pictures.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much. So it's not even videos. You can only do like a fucking 1 minute video or some shit. It's very short. You can't do anything really with that.
I don't know how that stuff runs. Well, maybe they don't have as big as powerful whatever they need to shoot their videos out, like let's say YouTube or something. I don't know.
Possibly. We'll be on Roku soon too. I'm trying to get us on Roku.
Okay.
Roku is a TV thing.
Oh, TV.
It's to build your own TV channel.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And it's an internet TV channel.
Mm-hmm.
People can watch it, but that's how certain shows have been found. And one whole channel got found. They said the channel was so fucking awesome with the stuff that was on there. And it was original programming. Okay.
I'm going to answer it. Okay.
Go for it.
Hello, you're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Hello?
Hello, this is Wilnona.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Wilnona.
How are you? I know we called in early.
That's okay.
How you doing?
That just means you're
ready to go.
That you really want to do this. We like that.
Definitely. Definitely want to do this.
Jade there, too, I'm assuming.
Give us a second. She'll be right here.
She'll be there in a moment.
Mm.
She's
here.
I saw the lovely pictures of you guys, which I'm going to go edit my post on Facebook. Because I got pictures from, yes, let me see. So this is our guest today on Jade's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, is Jade D and Wilnona. They're founders of the Inspirational Women in Literature, Media, and Journalism Conference.
Ooh.
And there's an award that they do with that. And they've co-hosted conferences on three continents, Europe, Africa, and North America.
Ooh,
just in the last year. They will be featured in a UK festival this year and a PBS documentary.
Worldwide.
Uh-huh. They travel the world reading their poetry and speaking about writing, assisting abuse victims, women in business, and women empowerment. They write for Choices magazine in their spare time. So... that is what was sent to me.
Dang.
And I put all your links on our Facebook page. I didn't know how to tag you guys personally,
awesome.
But I did put your website. I put the website. I put all your different stuff, like your magazine, 25 Hottest finalists for Poets of the Year, the link to your books, and the link to your merchandise. So.
Oh, nice. No one put a link for our merchandise. That's
I go all out for my guests, I tell you what.
Yes.
We try to go
all guys are
out.
Very special to us. Yes. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to call into our show.
Yes, thank you very
much. I don't know if we're that busy. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to interview at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Right. Where are you guys calling from?
So... We're from the D.C. area.
Oh, yeah. Washington, D.C. I'm sorry you have to deal with that crazy man. He's in your backyard, you know. I mean, he comes to our backyard in Los Angeles once in a while, but he's really in your backyard.
And when he comes to Los Angeles, a half a million people take to the streets of downtown LA and protest.
Yes, it's horrible. Oh yeah, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he gets very protested.
He gets a lot of protests here in downtown.
Yes, it's
every
very,
couple of
very
months
bad.
They protest some.
It's bad.
Yeah,
it's bad. But sorry you have to put up with that.
Oh no, it's okay. You should be sorry.
It's close to home for you guys, you poor people.
In LA, but it's still bad.
Yeah, right.
I remember this one time we were coming to you guys' studio for LA Talk Radio, and it was we woke up and we were on our way there, and it said it was 18 minutes, and we were like, all right, we got a little extra time, you know, contour. You know, to let our makeup artist contour a few more things than she normally does.
Mm-hmm. And I told him, let's leave now. I was let's leave now because it might be like DC and tricky.
Right. And then, it was literally 10 minutes later and it was 2 hours to get to the same studio. I was kind of confused.
That's crazy.
I was very confused.
That's really nuts.
But either way, we had started super early.
It's the traffic. I'm telling
really
you.
On time.
The traffic here is just really, really crazy.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It is really crazy.
We have. It's been like this since I've been here all my life. It's been like, you know, I'm used to it.
Yeah.
But now I'm not because I'm in public transportation now and we just like on the trains and stuff. I'm a miss when I get a car.
Let's see. How do I find you on Facebook? I'm looking for you. I'm trying to find.
Oh,
it's
find
like,
us?
It's like I'm a stalker. No, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find.
Hey, no, you're a positive.
I'm like trying
stalker.
To tag you.
Stalkers that get you.
Sorry, what was that?
You would be a positive stalker. That's what you were saying.
A positive stalker.
Oh, okay, cool. That's good.
Yes.
I mean, if you can really put that word, those two words together, positive and stalking.
I don't know if you can, Wilnona. She does it anyway.
I mean, you guys do write about, you know.
The hate mail.
Yeah, you guys do write about abuse victims.
Those are not positive stalkers.
No, not so much.
Just in case anybody out there who's an abuser thought they were, no, you're not. You're not a positive.
No. Not so much. That's why I married this man.
Anyway, to find us on Facebook, we are Andy, A-N-D-I, and then Dash Thoughts. And then Ladies is our last name on Facebook.
Andy,
because
like
I don't know
A-N-D-I.
How to make a Facebook page. I didn't ask anyone. So boom. Andy Thought.
Andy Thought. I'm gonna find it. Well, I swear to God.
We're called the Andy Thought Ladies. Yeah, it's kind of funny on Facebook.
I like that.
We should do something about that.
Andy Thoughts Ladies.
A-N-D-I, you said?
Uh-huh. Yeah, A-N-D-I, yep.
And there's like a dash?
Hyphen Thought. Hyphen Thought.
Thought, okay. I wanted to tag you.
And then the last name is Lady.
Ah, uh-huh, I mm-hmm. found you. Here we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Send you a friend request. So. There we go.
Awesome. Okay.
Now I can tag you.
I
want to
be friends
stuff.
With my positive stalker.
Yay. It's not the first time I've heard that. I have famous people that have famous friends that you know that are authors and musicians that like me stalking them. So. Well, I take pictures of their stuff and put it everywhere, and I talk about their stuff, and I have them on my shows, and, you know, they love me for that, so there you go.
All right.
That's it's not a bad thing.
So the next time we're in town, we have to stop by and do this in the studio. And
yes.
We'll bring you, like, a gift and everything.
That would be awesome.
You know, every
we're
time
down
song, we
are down for
gift.
That. We're down for that. Whose show were you on? I'm just curious.
Sam in the morning.
Oh!
I
love Sam.
Be there.
I love Sam, our fearless leader.
Right.
He is our fearless leader, Mein Capitan.
Sam is amazing.
Yes.
We love him so much. He's so great.
Yes, Sam has been wonderful. Yes, he's very funny. You know, he eats edibles.
Yeah, so he said the last time. Because the last time we were trying to convince him and his friend to go out and get, like, drinks. Like, we should do mimosas. Or
right.
On, you know, the radio. And they were like, nah, I do edibles. And I was like, what?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does edibles. He's all about that. Yeah, we do vaping and blunts. We do vaping and blunts. Yeah. It keeps me at peace.
You don't want the calories?
No, I do indica, so I don't have the munchies. Sativa is what does the munchies.
Right.
I don't do sativa. But that's neither here nor there. So tell us more about the conference and the award that you guys do. Like, tell our listeners a little bit more about you guys and what your organization does, what your mission is, like, what, you know, what it is that you're trying to accomplish with what you're doing.
I mean, besides writing a lot of books?
Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, I'm working on the book stuff myself, but, you know, it comes in time. It comes in time.
Well, Dave, did you want to talk? Because you haven't talked that much. I did the whole positive stalker bit.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess you should. I don't know. But the conference is your baby, so I feel kind of weird taking it from you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, then I'll start and you finish, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry to your listeners who just heard the logistics of, you know, how to do an interview.
We don't,
just in case you were wondering.
That's fine. That's fine.
It's the Inspirational Women in Literature, Media, and Journalism Conference.
That
conference is to take women from around the world, not take, but, you know, to get women from around the world to come in and talk about how they broke the glass ceiling. Like, this year, our keynote speaker was, she works for the BBC, ITV, Sky TV, and Harpo in the UK. And just in case no one knows what Harpo is, that's Oprah.
That's Oprah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Started in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
So, like, when they came to the UK, she would be one of the producers on those products, all those projects. So she's done, like, a lot of stuff. And back when she was doing it, it was in the 70s, and she was, like, I was, like, the only woman of color that was there at the time. And so she gave us pointers on our history and how we can use that history in writing and media to create a better tomorrow for women. Make it easier to break the glass ceiling. And that's really what the conference is about, is getting to know how to move forward and make a better future. Granted, we do this conference to benefit three nonprofits, Enough Abuse UK. I think they changed their name just a minute ago. I got to, like, sit down with that CEO when we were in the UK in 7 weeks. But
dang.
Enough Abuse UK, Powerful Beginnings. Thank you, Jade. Go ahead.
Powerful Beginnings, which is a nonprofit that's near and dear to our heart and really helps abused women start over or abused men start over. And then IVA's a literacy program. And that is for yes, people in the United States, we do know how to read, but we don't read so much. And so it helps children write books, and so they can get into reading. Because if you write something, you're going to definitely read it. And then you'll probably recognize that you want to read more things.
Hmm. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's nice.
So that's what our conference does. It benefits those three things while teaching people from those backgrounds to try to make sure we get someone from a beef shelter in the area that we have it in, try to have children there so they can learn more and meet, you know, people. Because, you know, once you meet some people who have done great things, you want to do them yourself. So we also do that as well. I love that conference.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jay.
And it's also a hybrid conference where you can normally come in person or online. And, I mean, I know if it was Saturday morning, I wouldn't want to be out of my pajamas. So a lot of people come online, which I get. I understand that.
She's always like a coffee, your pajamas, and hey, learn something that works.
Right.
But we also give out awards because, you know, if you've done this, then we feel that you should definitely, you know, have one more award to put on your shelf. But for a lot of the late people that we ask to speak, it's like their first award putting on their shelf. And we really love to get people behind the scenes. Like, I mean, it's great to have talent, you know, people that people know, but to get like the producers and directors, assistants, and that sort of thing, and be like, look, you guys have done amazing things too. I love doing that. Anyway, so that's our conference, and that's what we love about it. Next question, please. Oh,
you guys are, I like that. You're funny guests. How long have you guys really been concentrating on all of this? Like, when did you start your organization? You know, where?
The lady started 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I think our first book came out 2.5 years ago. So that is one of those, it's really weird because we just wanted to write a book. And it became the And I Thought Lady. It was really weird how it took off, but we really appreciate everyone that has helped us and along the way.
So when
we started the book, I thought I would do one and done because I've been writing since I was 10. Got published. Well, I was writing since I was 7, got published at 10.
Wow.
And then again at 17.
That's amazing.
And then at 22. And so I was like, I'm done now. But so apparently the universe had a mind of its own and decided that we weren't. So literally we went from writing that book to sitting on London National TV for in England in 7 months. And then it just kept going. And we've been like on planes and on interviews like every 2 weeks for the last 2 years.
Wow.
So it's been fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. But I really thought it was going to be like a few poems. Because no one buys poetry according to the publishing world. And then they'd be like, all right, so I'm finished now. It was lovely. I had a wonderful writing career. And now I'm going to bow out.
Right.
Apparently not. Wow. And I Thought Ladies came about. And one thing led to another. And now we're here where we are today. And we do a whole lot of stuff. And it's kind of fun. It's kind of a lot of fun. Although I got to say, the most fun so far has been talking to you.
Well, we like that.
Oh, that's nice.
We like that. We like hearing those things.
Yeah.
You can keep pumping up our ego. No, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm being an ass. I'm sorry.
Hey, minute, I got to pick my head up. I'm so slow.
Hold on. His head's falling over.
Yeah.
His head's falling off. Don't mind him.
So slow.
It's going to blow away like a balloon now. You know, got him all pumped up now. The husband. Now he's got 3 nicknames. Aww. Now he's the husband. What else we got? Shadow Man.
Yeah.
And he got that from a famous author. Oh, that's been on our show. She called him Shadow Man. I was like, what the hell? And now he's
Shadow Man.
Yeah, Shadow Man. And now it's the Muse.
Scared.
Yeah, I know, right? But it's I said that I don't know if I like that one. But the husband is cool and the Muse. Now one of our other buddies who's in a band gave him the Muse.
But that's my name, though. That's what I like about it.
No, I know. It's just funny because now you're going to get all conceited on me and leave me for a 25-year-old. And I don't know. You know.
Big.
Tragic
story. You're not 25.
You're 26. No.
Good one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take a bow, baby.
We like it. What do you like? What are you like, 22 or some shit? No. Anyway. So.
Okay, so I'm sorry. You were like, and I got a famous friend who's a writer and then a friend who's in a band. I sound like the next time that we're in LA that the ladies need to be hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, I know, right? You definitely
it
can.
It does sound like that one, and I like it.
We go to a lot of fun things, concerts and events and whatnot, all over the city. Mm-hmm. Always having a good time. Festivals. Like this weekend. We're going to Vans Warped Tour finals. The Battle of the Band finals.
What is that?
Oh,
what?
Vans.
Vans.
Oh, yeah, I'm being quiet, Kate. Yeah. I know this is not this is not my domain. I'm out.
She's like, I'm out. I don't know what the hell's going on. I just never mind. Yeah, I get. Yeah.
You know, people are like, what? I don't understand.
What kind of music you guys listen to? What kind of music do you listen to? I mean, I'm just curious.
I listen to everything.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I listen to everything.
That's good.
And when I say everything, country is included in that.
Ooh, I like country. Country's good.
So then. Everything.
We like country. Yeah.
So I listen to a lot of. I don't want to tell my age. Hold on, let me think what we call it nowadays. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
You're a millennial. No,
I'm not sure.
You're a millennial. Don't lie. No, I'm just kidding.
I am a millennial, but you know, sometimes I like to pretend like I'm 22.
Millennial.
I'm not quite 22, but I like to pretend like I am.
Right.
It's great until like yesterday. We went to the beach and we saw some beaches, and we were like yeah, that ain't us no more. That's
you
not
went
us
to
anymore.
The beach in D.C. Holy crap!
No, we went to Ocean City, Maryland.
Where were you at?
Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh,
so,
okay, nice.
Yeah, so our co-authors, a lot of our co-authors are really good friends of ours, and so we got our co-authors. Hey. And it was like a nice day in Maryland. And we said, you know what? Let's just go to the beach. And we didn't think she was actually going to go. And she was like, absolutely, girls. Let's get in the car and go. And there we were 3 hours later at the beach.
Nice.
3 hours later.
Yep. So we were at the Atlantic Ocean yesterday. But we got to do some shooting for our docuseries. So that was nice. Yeah, so it was two things at one time. And we were very happy.
Right.
That's good. I'm from the East Coast, so.
And so none of us were bathing suit ready.
Yeah. This time of the year on the East Coast, you're crazy. You're crazy.
Well, it's cold.
What?
It is cold. Well, it's cold. The whole fucking year's cold. What are you talking about? No, it's okay. I'm from Maine. I'm just being funny. The Atlantic Ocean can still be kind of cold though, up that high.
Yeah, it was kind of cool too.
I'm from Maine, right. So I'm way up there. You know what I mean? Like.
Okay, so how do you love LA?
Like, it's fucking awesome.
Coming from Maine and
yes.
Having like,
I've been here over 6 years. I love this place. I would not.
Exactly.
I would not leave ever again. Maine is evil.
I still believe that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maine is evil.
But Maine's all right.
It's beautiful.
She just like the weather.
No, I hate the weather. It sucks.
No, absolutely. I would never live in Maine because it's so cold.
It's pretty to look at, you know, but even in the summer, it gets really hot and clammy. Really? You get up almost 100 degrees, and it's like all humid, and there's mosquitoes everywhere.
Postcard quality,
like
huh?
It's really pretty.
Does Maine really get that humid?
Yeah,
I mean,
in the summer,
we are
it can.
From like Maryland.
Yeah.
So, you know, in
certain parts. Certain parts, especially any closer than you are to the water or a lake or anything like that. It's just humid and gross. I hate it. It's like certain times, certain parts of the summer, it gets like that. Like July, certain times of the summer, it gets all like really hot and clammy. The humidity,
well,
very
you
high
that
humidity
it's like
rate.
It's almost like July here, and it's not that warm. Like yesterday was a nice 78 degree day with a breeze,
and I was confused because I was like, I live in Maryland and I need it to be warm because it's June.
Sounds like you guys need to move to Los Angeles.
I agree, but Jay hates to drive in traffic.
I don't blame you. That part does suck.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah,
no.
You have to like leave, move to the desert.
Yeah, you gotta leave early to get to anything. It is what it
is. Yeah, I mean, well, I live in the suburbs outside of DC. I live in Annapolis, Maryland.
And I used to work in a lot of times in D.C. Northern Virginia. So I'm used to, like, traffic at certain times of the day. You guys have traffic, like, big, like 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, why is there traffic? This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Where do you – okay, so you guys have traveled all over. Like, where would you say the traffic is the nuttiest? I mean, you've been on, like, three continents here, not, you know? So I can't even imagine what it's like to drive over in England or some shit. It's the opposite side of the car, opposite side of the road. Holy crap. I'm like, I'm just, I don't know if I can handle that.
Okay, so London drivers, they scare me.
Yeah,
but, I mean, they're scared,
I can see why.
But they still scare me because they have these, like, little narrow streets, and it's them in a tractor trailer, and they're like, oh, you know, I'm just going to go up. You're like, why are you going up? Let this guy pass. They're like, oh, we can do this.
Damn.
It really looks like a head-on collision. It does. It's like you're about to have a head-on collision with a tractor trailer and a mini. And you're like, no, you're fine, you're fine. And when you, like, barely get by, they're like, see, I told you, you're fine. And you're like, but I was dead a few seconds ago. I was dead. My life passed before my eyes. I was saying my prayers, like, everything.
It would be scary. Like,
that's crazy.
I'm just saying, opposite side of the car, opposite side of the road. You're totally different. Oh, my God. I don't know if I can handle that.
Oh, and then trying to cross the street there. But then I'm like, oh,
is it really
other
bad?
Places it's tough, too. But Dave hates the traffic the most in L.A. I'm sorry, you guys. I think you want it because I don't know who created y'all's roads, but that's very odd. And LAX is evil. I hate LAX.
LAX is evil. Yes, I agree with you on that one.
It's just like,
especially
why
Delta.
Is there so many ramps? Like, can we just, I don't know, but can we be better people?
Yeah, they did that, what, maybe 20 years ago, maybe? So they did, they expanded, something like that.
I don't know, but Delta's a bunch of bougie fuckers. Because everything up in there is expensive in that part, I swear. That part of the whole airport is just the most expensive crap is in their section. Delta, I swear to God. Go to the Southwest section,
it's
a bunch of, you go to Southwest section, people are kicking it. You know what I mean? It's a fucking, there's an In-N-Out burger. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. It's not like that. But still,
but
it's more reasonably priced.
American?
Oh, that would be awesome if they put a Walmart in the fuck. I'm sorry. That'd be so true. That'd be so redneck trashy. Oh my Jesus, that'd be awesome.
Put
a fucking Walmart in the goddamn airport.
It's only
in the Southwest section for cheap fuckers.
In Spirit. We'll be down there with Spirit.
Yeah, Spirit, JetBlue.
The
cheapo airlines.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Walmart.
Hell yeah. Come on.
Had a flight attendant walk around with
sorry,
with
Target.
Dollar Tree.
Sorry, Target. Tarjay, you're too hoity-toity. For our section, you must move on to Delta. I'm just kidding. Tarjay.
No.
Anyway.
I remember, like, we flew American to one time, and then we couldn't get a flight back on American. I don't know what happened, but something messed up. We couldn't get the flight back. We had to, like, switch over to Southwest. And I was so mad. I was like, do you recognize, like, they only have a McDonald's? Like, the last time I could grab a beer.
Yes.
It's like little ottomans. I'm like, yes, this is a lie. Yeah. And now I'm like, dude, I don't even get an ottoman, but you ain't got no pay?
Yeah. Delta, you get a Rockin' Brews that's got, like, you know, a pizza that costs, like, $25, you know. One beer is 18. No, I was kidding. It was bad.
No.
I told my daughter, I was like, no, why did your father have to fucking fly you on Delta? You son of a bitch. Anyway, I was yelling at the ex-husband, why did you put her on Delta?
I remember the first time I flew to Los Angeles. It was on our way to Hawaii. And I got off to grab some food, and the one hamburger was $21.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Oh,
my
God.
I think I spent $72 hamburger, french fries, and the two sodas, like two meals. It was like, they were like $72.50. And I'm like, how can you say that with a straight face?
Right.
I want a hamburger.
Right. Damn.
I wanted to ask so bad, but I was so mad. I was like, never mind, the plane's about to leave. Give me the french food.
Damn.
$21. Son of
talk
a
about,
bitch.
Talk about that's highway ridiculous. Robbery.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That sounds like us when we got done at the goddamn concert.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some of the stuff is just too expensive, like festivals, other things. It's just the food's crazy. Like, really?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you guys have been all over the world, like, eating different food and stuff. I mean, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they do food at your conferences and stuff? Like, or do you have, like, a, you know, catered events, cool things like that? I can just picture you guys with catered,
we
do awesome catered events or something. I don't
but
know.
We normally, because Kay is with us.
Yeah.
So Kay makes us go out.
Okay.
Yeah. So she makes us go out to, like, the local restaurants and find food.
Oh, okay.
To, like, know, to the pub. So, find
any,
food.
Any, like, any interesting food you guys have eaten? I mean, you've been all over, so I can only imagine.
Let me think. Interesting food. I think the most interesting food we've eaten is, like, grilled octopus.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And that was in Greece, though, so I couldn't even be mad.
That's like, not like...
When in Greece, I eat everything. I'll be like, oh, okay, sure, I'll eat that.
Kind of like ish calamari, but bigger, obviously, because it's octopus. Ooh,
yeah, wow. It was actually good. I mean, I didn't really want it. It was one of my friends, and I was like, sure, I'll try it. And I tried it. It was good. It wasn't like what I really wanted to eat, and I happily drank that down with some... What is that liquor called? Ouzo. Is it Ouzo?
Oh, yes, Ouzo. Yeah, Ouzo. Ouzo is really strong.
Yeah.
That's a really strong alcohol from Greece.
It was Elsevier. Oh, okay. Oh, was it Elsevier? So, you know, I can't remember, right? It's
Ouzo
been a while.
Was really exposed.
Okay, so our favorite place to eat in the entire world is on the Greek Isle.
Oh, okay.
So we love most of the food on the Greek Isle.
Mediterranean. Yeah. Like, who doesn't? Mediterranean's awesome. Oh, love Mediterranean food. Oh, they have that.
Oh, goodness,
they have a bunch of that out here in L.A. It's a huge concentration of Mediterranean, like everything out here.
Yeah, I've seen the ones.
Everything
today,
is Mediterranean.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
See, I never even see that. Because
there's a lot of Armenian and Greeks and a lot of, you know, people that like eat that type of a culture, that type of food. So they have a lot of that out here. A lot of Mediterranean restaurants. There's a lot of Persians, a lot of, you know, people that they're all from that whole area that eat that kind of food. So. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, we were in LA, we're there for like 72 hours.
Like even normally. Egyptians, yeah. Like Egyptians.
Normally
eat that
it's like
too.
We're in, we fly into Vegas, drive over to Los Angeles, we're there for like 72 hours, and we're back in Vegas and we go home.
Damn. Don't eat at the Stratosphere.
So, yeah, like.
Never eat at the Stratosphere.
We eat at, what's our favorite place in Vegas, in LA, Gabe?
Our favorite place to eat, what? I'm confused because I think
In-N-Out.
Normally it's.
In-N-Out.
I was about to say DoorDash. I thought it was like DoorDash because that's
DoorDash because we always get delivery to the house. No,
normally and then In-N-Out like I did last time. I think
everybody
I might
loves that
done
damn
In-N-Out, but I still
everybody
I did it too much.
Everybody loves In-N-Out.
She ate it three times in one day
because they don't have that. Because they don't like, have that on the East Coast. Like, they don't got that on the East Coast.
No, you don't. So you have to do it when you're in the. On the West Coast, so you're not getting it anymore.
That's true.
So,
and I
that's
do like, I do Jack in the Box.
That's where
so.
It came from.
Yeah.
No. It's from out here. Everything's out. That's all from out here. We don't have any of that back home. There's certain things you guys have here that we don't have back in the East.
No, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, especially up in, like, where they are in New England and all up over through there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all like, you know, you're not going to get certain things over there that you would hear.
Oh.
Yeah, you're never going to get an In-N-Out, and that makes me so sad.
Yeah.
And amazing I love Mexican In-N-Out. Food.
Yes, that's not going to happen.
They finally just started getting Dunkin' Donuts out here. Holy crap. They didn't have no Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, like, are you excited?
Oh, I was so excited. I was like, oh, my God, I'm getting a Dunkachino, motherfucker. Oh, my God. Goddamn. Oh, a jelly donut. Oh, son of a bitch. I'm sorry. It's nothing. I'm sorry. No offense to getting Krispy Kreme and all that bullshit, but... I still haven't eaten Krispy Kreme because I'm afraid of it. No, I was kidding. I had one of my friends. She says, "Oh, she said it's so sweet. Like they're really rich. I heard. So
yeah,
like, I don't know if I want to go there because I don't like even baklava is too much for my ass. That's like rich. Like some of that shit. Rich.
Have a couple of Ouzos and you'll be fine.
Oh, a couple of Ouzos and everybody will be fine. Exactly, because everybody will look fine. Everybody will look fine, but every time you have a few fucking Ouzos. everybody's going to look good looking.
So
oh, look at that. He's so pretty. You know, it's a... It's a
I'm sorry. But you're in L.A. and Atlanta's beautiful. Like, I went to lunch there
LA.
And I was like, I feel horribly ugly.
Oh, what? You guys are beautiful. You'll be all right. Shut up. Women
she
are beautiful.
So she was like,
I like what you guys do, though.
I
like what you guys do, though, for women. You know, it's women's empowerment and to help, you know, women from around the world to, you know that they're beautiful and that they have something to contribute to society.
We all do.
I like that. We just saw a movie last night. We saw this movie last night called I Feel Pretty with Amy Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
It's her new movie that's out in the theaters. It's called I Feel Pretty. And it was about women and how they see themselves.
Yeah. You know? It's to realize that
you're beautiful inside, you know, regardless of your weight and your hair and your eye color and your whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, be beautiful in whatever form you come in. You know what I mean? Own it. Have confidence.
We wrote a poem about that in our first book. One of our big things is that we have people from 25 to 74 and they write together.
Oh, okay.
And they don't write together about their like nonfiction life. They write about they express what they want to say through poems and short stories and stuff like that. And how we organize our books are odd, but I'll talk about that later.
Well, poetry is just, you know, lyrics to music written on a page. That's all it is. Because if you look at music, everything, whether it's rock music, country music, rap, any of it. I know rap technically means rhythm and poetry, but what I'm saying in the sense of all music is poetry. If you look the lyrics and how everything is how everything's set out, how everything is laid out. If you look at the bridges and everything, if you just look at everything and how it's all laid out, everything rhymes. There's a lot of rhyming. There's a lot of So it's poetry. Exactly. It's just set to music. It's just set to different styles of music. That's all it is. You know?
Exactly.
Whether it's the merengue or what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I love how you got seriously musical there. You were like, and then the bridges. And I was like, yo, she's about to go about the whole note and the eighth note.
Quarter notes, the 16th notes.
The
cleft.
I was like, wow.
I used to play flute. Anyway. I played flute in high school, but I never. I should have played guitar though. Right, damn flute. Anyway, my mother was too cheap. She said, "No, you're getting a flute. Fuck you. Deal with it. You're not good enough for a guitar.
I bet you sound great.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh God, that was so many years ago. I would probably totally. Oh my God. No, not anymore. That was a long time ago.
I think Jade and I wrote. We did violin. Oh, wait, ooh. I have to get back to the poem. Poems.
We like to talk about poems and your women, your message to women. We like this.
Exactly.
So it's all women that write the poetry?
The poem was about... I'm sorry?
It's all women that write the poetry?
For the most part, we have women. And I thought he was the one. Some guys get to talk about the ladies, so...
Oh.
That was the first time we've had like a collection of guys chat.
Interesting.
And I think in our
newest
book, The Cocktail, Soirees, and LVD, we have one edition, one piece by a guy. It's just a cocktail recipe. So this our newest edition is the one about like a life guide through poetry and of course, you know, short stories and stuff like that. But we have a cocktail recipe as theme that goes through.
Yeah.
One book we have like a biscuit recipe and it goes through from the beginning to the end from my late mother. Her biscuit recipe was the only book she ever read before she died that I wrote.
Oh.
Honestly, she was like, she read it and she goes, I thought you wrote romance. And I'm like, no, Mom, I never wrote a romance in my life.
That's awesome.
That was the funniest thing.
I love it. She didn't.
She was like, this whole time I've been.
You're a writer and you didn't even know what you wrote.
Like romances.
Wow.
So go find it in the store. And I was like, no. She never has. But the point of the poem, the original poem I was talking about with the lady who wrote was that she was 50-some years old. She'd been married for 30 years. And she was like, I'm not the traditional beautiful, but I have to learn how to be my beautiful, even though the world doesn't say I am. And I thought that was kind of really cool, especially for her, because she's got a really hot husband.
Oh, wow.
So for her to be like, I'm beautiful in my own right, you know. So yeah, the world sees him as beautiful. They see me as I'm beautiful in my own right, and that makes me beautiful. And I see the way after she wrote that poem, her growth has been amazing.
Huh.
Now I'm going to stop talking about my message, and we can get back to having fun.
No, but that's what this is all about—is your message.
Exactly,
is the whole point. You know, we want to tell people about this so people can, check you guys out. Like, okay, so where can people find you? Like, what's your website? What's your social media sites? I put everything on Facebook, but, you know, that way the listeners can know where to find you guys.
They can check us out on www.andwethought.com. Not and we thought, andwethought.com.
And
so
we,
like S-O-C-T. I'm like, no. Why would we say and we thought? Like, why would we say that? Anyway, it's andwethought.com. And then you can check us out on Facebook at Andy Thought Lady. Every time. It gets me every time. And Winona, what's the other social media?
Great. I just drew. Thank you. Yeah. And I'm normally better at this, right? You can find us on Twitter at Just Writing Life. That's WRITEN Life. And then, you can find us also on Amazon. You can watch our docuseries at Just Writing Life. And that's actually spelled correctly, WRITIN Life. And then we have Instagram, and that is The Thought Ladies. So you can see what we do and where we travel. Although Instagram is new, so you're not going to see everything we do.
Okay.
But the other stuff, you throw some pictures up there every once in a while. You're like, hey, this is where we are now.
I'm loving this picture. I'm loving this picture that they sent me. I put it on Facebook. It's one of you is in a flowered dress, like with black heels.
Yeah.
And like a peach-colored jacket. Which one's that? Who's that?
Jade is in peach.
Where's glasses?
That would be me. Okay,
Jade. That's Jade.
With the glasses.
Okay. And Wilnona.
It was our first red carpet event. We were excited.
It's a pink carpet. It's not even red. It's awesome. It's adorable.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh my God, I love that. I would love to do something like that.
Nice.
Do we hire a stylist now?
I love Wilnona's dress too, though, with the black with the polka dots underneath with the red. You've been shopping at Dress Lily, haven't you? Don't lie to me. Dress Lily.
No, my stylist picked out my clothes.
No, because these are dresses you can find. These are dresses you can find for a reasonable price.
I got it.
You can find these dresses on Dress Lily.
Great!
I wanted to buy. Cool. Those are two of the dresses I was looking at, actually. So.
Well, see now.
Now I know how they look, and I like that. Now I know how they look on, so they look good. I like that.
Exactly. So. I mean, you got to take your 27-year-old body out sometime. No, she's 26. Oh, 26, my bad. Well, no, don't add years. She could have had a birthday in the last 30 minutes.
Spring.
She could have had a birthday in the last 30 minutes.
I could have. We don't know. you guys are fun. You need to come to LA. Yes. Whatever you want to do. Shout outs. Say some shout outs and some whatever you want to do.
Oh, I guess I should say a shout out to Tia and Connie.
I know she's listening.
I know they're listening.
Thank you, Tia.
Thank you, Tia. You're always amazing. What I wanted to say was, like, for your listeners, if you guys are thinking about writing a book, we are doing a writer's retreat in Las Vegas. I'm sorry. No,
stop laughing.
Like no,
she's trying to say writer's retreat. Gambling. Strip bars. I'm sorry.
So that's the
mail review.
For 2 days.
Well, yeah, people can do what they want to do at night and still get up and still.
So when? So you're doing it on what days of the week, or is like a weekend, or is a? What is it?
It's a Wednesday and a Thursday. October 10th, the date, and October 11th.
Okay.
October 10th and October 11th.
Okay.
From 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. We'll be holding it at the Empress Suites out there on the Vegas Strip.
Ooh,
and,
very nice.
So what we're going to do, is get people to come out and experience life, and we're trying to figure out where can you find the most experience in the shortest period of time. And we went, Las Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas. I agree.
Yeah, pretty much.
I agree.
So we want you to come out, experience life, bring your manuscripts, and then we'll help you start working on writing your first couple of chapters. We have people come, like bestsellers coming out, like they sold 1.3 million books.
So really?
We got a professional editor and publishers coming out, so you can talk to all of them. And pick
I
want
to go to Vegas, baby. I need to go to Vegas. I'm sorry, but no.
That's October.
I know. It's October.
That might be
We also have the Thoughtful Book Festival coming up. It's a virtual book festival.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Virtual book festival.
We'll have, like, fashion shows, cooking demonstrations, a bartending demonstration, and then we'll have readings and poetry in 4 different stages. So you can watch in 4 different places on online. So you can sit home and go to your book festival and talk to your favorite authors and hear them read their books and ask them questions one-on-one.
All right.
Yeah, well, it's a lot easier than actually going out in the public and doing this thing. And cheaper.
All right. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for being on our show today. Unfortunately, it's coming to an end. We've had so much damn fun. It went by so fast. This went by really fast. You guys are fun. You need to come out here and be on the show in person because you're just a lot of fun. And then we'll go to the club and experience life there.
yeah.
Go to some just different types of clubs, you know, comedy clubs and, you know, dancing clubs. And, you know, I want to grab a club and, you know, hit somebody with it. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it. Club, whatever kind of club you want to do, we'll do it.
Or Billy Club.
Billy Clubs. Whatever you want to do. You know, we got you. No LAPD. We don't want that. Never mind. Forget I said that. But, yes, I want to thank you. I want to thank JD and Wilnona.
Thank you.
The Inspirational Women's Conference for Poetry. And we love it. We love the fact that they're helping, empowering women and help and talk about things like abuse and neglect and just, you know, helping women to and in business and to be more empowered. And we want to thank you so much for everything that you guys do.
Thank you.
Especially for, you know, from a fellow female. Thank you so much for what you do for women. And hopefully we'll get to see you maybe in October when you come to Vegas. If we don't come up there, come down here. Thank you guys so much for being on our show today.
Come out and we'll hang out.
Awesome. We'll do that. We'll hit it strip club. No, just kidding.
Awesome.
Thunder from Down Under. No,
really
no. Thunder from Down Under. Chippendales? No. Husband won't go to those ones. That's okay. We'll leave the husband at home for that one. He'll go to a different type of titty bar.
I don't make plans on the airways.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I have to say like right. This.
Anyway,
the lady must
we're just going to have fun. Yeah, that's what it is. Fun. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, thank you guys so much. We'll be talking to you very soon.
Right.
Go check them out. The And I Thought ladies, please check it out. AndWeThought.com. Check them out. All right, we'll talk
to
you soon.
Thank you for having us on. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you guys for talking to us today. All right. And we'll see you very soon, hopefully.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay. That was the And I Thought ladies. They're awesome, nice young African American women.
Okay.
Who are helping women, especially women of color, but women all over the world to, you know, come out of their shell maybe and experience life, write, you know, just, you know, don't be afraid to write, you know, whether it's poetry, a book, whatever, you know, get your story out there, like, talk about it, be heard, you know, that kind of thing. But especially women's empowerment, and they talk about women in business, and that's a wonderful thing. And we want to thank people like you for doing that for us. Things that have been going on. Let's see. Last Wednesday we had Victory Kid on the show. Thank you, Harrison Nida,
yes,
from lead singer for Victory Kid. We will be seeing you this Saturday at the Battle for Vans Warp Tour finals. The finals. 9 bands left standing. Only one will remain and go on to Vans Warp Tour. Come with us to the Esports Arena in Santa Ana, California. You can come hang out with myself, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny, and JJ the Muse.
Yes.
From Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, and Spotify, as well as Jenny's Real Rock on Rock Rage Radio and Rock Rage Radio Los Angeles. Thank you so much for tuning in today to, put up with our shit, I guess. No, just kidding. But we have a lot of things going on. I'm being an ass. I fuck with people. Yes, I do have an ass. Thank you. I'm glad you noticed that. We'll be back next week with an author. His name's Harley. Hold on. Grab my thing. I can't reach it. Harley. He wrote an awesome book. It's a gamer's book. It's like a novel, but like a game. It's like a gamer wrote it. Almost like a gaming novel. It's kind of crazy. No, my damn the book, you suck. I can't get away from the mic. Yeah, okay, just anyway. Lord, men, have mercy. there before Christmas. Nightmare Before Christmas book is what I'm trying to say, baby. Pay attention. Have mercy. We got Harley. What's his damn name? I hate this when I have to thumb through a book. Jesus, I don't even have his last name. Harley. Anyway, fuck. He's a writer. I'll be back. I'll post it online. God damn it. I wish I had the book with me. But anyway, he is through Desiree Duffy of Black Chateau Enterprises.
Shout out to Desiree.
Yes. Yeah, so she has brought us this awesome author, Harley. He's like 17 years old. So he's a prodigy, and he's written an awesome book. And so we're going to share it with the world next week on the show. But tune in this Saturday for the Vans Warped Tour Battle of the Bands Finals. We got 9 bands left, and of which Victory Kid is one of them, and Satanic Johnny, which will be on the show June 27th. So they're going to be on here. We're going to have a blast. So tune in to my personal page, Jennifer DeVoe, or you can also find it on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block Facebook page, Garrel Global Entertainment LLC Facebook page. Just type it in. Start typing in Jenny or Jennifer DeVoe. Maybe you can find it on his page, James Muse.
I don't know.
M-U-S-E. Anyway, it's going to be on Jennifer. Just go. Just go. Watch us on fucking Facebook.
And tonight, go to a Skinny's bar. Yes. In North Hollywood.
Yes.
For our buddy Scum Love.
Yes.
Scum
Love.
Scum
Yes.
Scum Love tonight.
Shout out to Scum Love.
Yes.
We love you, Scum Love.
Come see him
tonight.
What up,
Scummy? Go see him at Skitty's Bar and Lounge. Skitty's Lounge. It's in North Hollywood on Lankershim. Go check it out. It's between North Hollywood Station and Union Station, or Universal City Station, if you're doing the train. If you're doing Metro, you know, because you don't want to drink and drive and shit. But go there. It's on Lankershim. It's Skinny's Bar in Lounge in NoHo, North Hollywood. NoHo's. All right. Well, we're out of here. We'll see you. Go check out the Kill Set Witch Tantric show on June 23rd at the Viper Room in West Hollywood. So go check that out. Go check out Scum Love tonight. Evil Walks was last week at the Los Globos Theater. Thank you to Evil Walks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Leah, for inviting us out for that show. Incredible performance.
Nice.
Wonderful. We appreciate you. And we hope to see you again very soon and have you on our show. Right. Bye. Peace out. See you next week for an author.
Yeah.
Bye. See you.
So which one? I'll push the top.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.